But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in light, but I cannot be found. Is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground. Speechless, speechless, how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for me. Your presence, I am lost for words, words like I love you.
Border Crossings and Michael Jackson, and we all love Michael Jackson. Coming up on the 25th, we mark the anniversary of his passing in 2009. If you would like to hear a Michael Jackson request on this show, so we can honor the memory of the King of Pop, please, by all means, give us a request and let us know that you'd like it played on June 25th, so Vince doesn't schedule it before June 25th. So make sure you let us know. Richard Marinho in Uganda is listening to 104.7 FM, and that song is called Speechless. I say hello to Cletus Clarks, who listens in Ghana, and Jambo Bekele Mohamed Albana, who is tuned into the show in Kuala Lumpur. Yannick listens to Border Crossings in Romania. Heard from Jerem, Mary Lou, Nana, Jasper, and Solomon, who are all checked in as well to Border Crossings. Michael's 15-year-old son, Blanket, apparently, you know, he's still a minor. He's still a kid at 15, but he's not being watched closely. So his older sister, Paris, is very, very concerned. She's spoken out to several friends who've revealed to the media that he doesn't seem to have a guardian right now. Grandma's supposed to be watching him, Catherine, but she is she's up there in age. Her health hasn't been that good lately. So as a 15-year-old, he's coming and going as he pleases. So they're just kind of a little worried about that right now. But his aunt Rebe is watching over him to the best of her ability. If you'd like to join Border Crossings, call 202-619-2077 or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Up next, Ellis Arku requested a song from Wizkid and Drake. Forbes magazine just published the richest entertainers of the year in their annual issue. Who's making all the money? The Buku Bucks. Who's got the blingage? And, well, I'll tell you this right now. When you look at these numbers, it's kind of, it's just astounding. It's breathtaking. Number one on the richest list is Diddy. He hasn't had a song out in I don't know how long. But his catalog at Bad Boy Records is making money. He sold a large share, a third of his empire at the Sean John fashion line. For $70 million. So if you add that to his income from his cognac and his other liquor beverages and his record catalog, he made $130 million this past year. He is number one on the list. He's pushed Beyonce down to number two. Beyonce's been number one on this list for a while. But Diddy brought in $130 million, followed by Beyonce. She's at number two, $105 million. J.K. Rowling is in at number three on the Forbes list at just over $96 million. And number four is Drake with a mere $94 million. That's all. Just $94 million. Gets him in at number four. This next song features WizKid and Drake. And by the way, WizKid's son, whose name is King Io, in the hospital right now, got severely injured. I don't know if he fell. I can't find the information. I could just see some photos that his mom posted on social media, Binta Diallo, asking for prayers. And she's in the hospital at his side, and he's got this this cast bandage-type thing covering his head. So I'm assuming, obviously, it was a head injury. The kid is a little boy, little guy, so she's asking us to all pray for his recovery. King Io's his name. So here's WizKid and Drake by request. This is for Eric Appa and all of Ellis Arku's friends on Border Crossings. WizKid, Drake, and this is called Come Closer.
Go outside. Big time forward. The star boy there, so. Came into the game, no one replace me. Me love my energy, strip me no chaser. All of my guys know me all about me paper. Me call me girls all around me, me no chaser. Yeah, star boy call me number one. When me tune drop, the girls they bounce along. Me know let nothing come between me and me paper. So when me come in, I place me on that take up. Yeah, 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 yeah. African find me rep my team, yo. Me come clean like me coming on me video. Me come through like a soldier. She give me tea and she pleasing my rosa. She got the keys to my Porsche and my Rover. Win Miami, live in La Vida Loca. Yeah, yeah, you got the teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know. Yeah, you got the teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, come closer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, come closer.
Too mixed up in drama to go outside. Too mixed up in drama. Free my mind. Jealous people around me, I need to change my life. I just turn colder every time I try. What would I do without you, my Georgie? I don't feel that way with anybody. Tell me your secrets, I'm not messy. Steady it for me, girl, hold steady. I wanna put you in my life. Your hair smell like the tropics. Your body look nice. One can't hold me, we gotta go twice. I'm here for you, just tell me what you like. I wanna put you in my life.
Yeah.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Crossings pink, and if at first you don't succeed, well, that makes you average. That is a song called Try and a request from Rahel Mesfin of Ethiopia, and Rahel says that is dedicated to all of those who are trying always in life.
All right, Rahel. So
I like that. That's
good
a
job.
Nice message.
Good job.
Pink was featured with Sia and a song that was put together by Stargate earlier this year, Waterfall. She's headed to Berlin this summer for a festival there in August, and also she's performing at the Tsiget Music Festival as well. And on top of that, she's raising two little kitties at home, Willow and Jameson, and she just celebrated her 11th wedding anniversary to Carrie Hart.
That's great. I mean, in showbiz years, that's like 110.
Yes. Well, they've broken up and gotten together several times over the course of 11 years, but right now they're together. Just like Ray and I, we're together.
Through thick and thin, Larry.
That's right. We don't break up. We're going to hang in and see this through.
Yep. The counseling has really helped.
Ray McDonald's in and it's time for our Tuesday Chart Chat. He is the chart meister, and he's going to tell us what's hot and not on the Billboard chart.
We are chatting about the chart, and hot, definitely in the hot column, is Halsey. On the Hot 100, she's just treading water, but over on the album chart, she's burning hot, and I will give you details after Now or Never, holding at number 26.
Fight right now. No, you always right now. No one needs you around with me, but nobody waiting around with me. Been through the ups and the downs of me. Got a whole lot of love, but you don't want to spread it around with me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we're running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need to know that you're mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now, right now. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 now. Now never. I want you to hold me down, 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 down. Down forever. Said you know I wanna keep you around. Wishing you were around with me, but you in a different town than me. We've been through it all, but you could never spit it out for me. Trying to talk to a wall, but you could never tear it down for me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we run another time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need to know that you're mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 now or never. I want you to hold me down, 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 down forever. Said you know I wanna keep you around. Something, let me know. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 never. I want you to hold me down, 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 down forever.
Halsey, Now or Never, holding at number 26 on the latest Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart. But over on the Billboard 200 album chart, Halsey just earned her first number one album with her sophomore set, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom. Here's a few numbers for you chart geeks. It earned 106,000 equivalent album units, of which 76,000 were traditional album sales. 2 years ago, her debut album, Badlands, peaked at number two, although that sold 115,000 units in its first week, of which 97,000 were album sales. So sales have actually gone down for Halsey, but it was good enough to give her a number one album. She celebrated by hitting a nightclub with her girls in Miami. But at the same time, she posted Instagram shots of a heating pad that she uses to help her with her abdominal condition, endometriosis. And she's been very open about her struggles with endometriosis, along with her struggles with being bipolar, You know, she's very open with her fans. You know, she says, this is me. This is who I am. Halsey will be in England for the Glastonbury Festival on Friday the 23rd. And so congratulations on a number one album for Halsey.
And she was number one for 12 weeks with Chainsmokers, Closer. So that was huge for her.
Yeah, and she tweeted about that. She actually seemed relieved when it fell off number one. She said, I couldn't believe that it ever got there. And, you know, I'm relieved that, you know, life has returned to normal. Mm-hmm. The Chainsmokers were going to work with Camila Cabello.
Really?
Yeah, she did a demo of Closer.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, she was still with Fifth Harmony.
Okay.
So Camila said, well, I can't do it. Can't work with you guys. Hmm. And I wonder if she's ever had any second thoughts about that.
I bet. When a song goes to number one for that long, you got to think about it. You know, and Halsey's real name is Ashley, and I'm not sure if I read this correctly, but she said somewhere in an interview that she got the name Halsey from a street at the Brooklyn subway station.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is Halsey Street. So she said, I like the album. Call myself Halsey.
And it's also an anagram of Ashley.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
When next time you interview her, you can ask her that question.
I will.
And see what she comes
up with. That's going to be tops on my list.
Next on my list, we have Childish Gambino introducing himself to the top 20 with Redbone. It moves from 22nd to 17th place. This is one fascinating guy. Childish Gambino is actually not Childish Gambino. He is Donald Glover. And we're going to talk about that after Redbone.
Thank you.
Childish Gambino, Redbone, moving from 22nd to 17th place on the Hot 100. Boy, Prince's Purple Fingerprints were all over that vocal. I like that. This is Childish Gambino's first top 20 pop hit. I mentioned Childish Gambino is the musical alter ego of Donald Glover, who's a gifted comedian, writer, producer. He started out writing for the series 30 Rock. He acted in the show Community. They're both acclaimed comedy shows here in America. He created the show Atlanta, in which he also stars, and that's a fantastic show. I really liked Atlanta. I think it's been picked up for a second season. He will appear in Spider-Man Homecoming. Donald Glover will be a young Lando Calrissian in the upcoming Han Solo Star Wars movie. That's going to be great. He'll also be the voice of Simba in Disney's upcoming remake of The Lion King. So his acting career is burgeoning, and he's decided to retire Childish Gambino. He says after the next album, that will be the fourth album, it will be time to hang it up, but Childish will be on stage one more time, at least this year, on August 19th. He'll perform at Radio City Music Hall in New York with Dave Chappelle. And that's going to be a killer twosome. So, Childish Gambino.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray.
You got it.
Since the name's available, you're for here on going to be called Childish Ray McDonald.
And how fitting that is.
So we got Childish Ray McDonald, and I want to thank Childish Wagner and Childish Vince and Childish Markel, our team for today.
That's our inner children. They're all out to play.
We're very childish here at Border Crossings. But thank you very much for coming in and doing your thing for us, the Chart Chat segment every Tuesday here on Border Crossings. Ray McDonald, Ray on the hits. And Thursdays on VOA1.
That's it.
All right.
20.
Just that easy. I want to say hello to some new listeners. Teddy Chacall, Lord Zeta, Goldie George, Queen Chantal Ashanti, Issa Dehiru, Estebel Mondefro, and Kim Champion. Those are all new listeners, so we welcome you.
We love the new listeners.
Glad
to
hear from you. That's right.
Everybody.
And new. There's always room at the table.
Always room.
So thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings, and for all the requests, you can continue to post them at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can send them by email to bordercrossings@voa.gov, and we will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. You're listening to the VOA 1 Music Network.